This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, the game. Are you smarter than Kevin? Oh, this is going to be so exciting Friday night, Kevin, at Sky River Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. 7 o'clock.
At 7, yep.
7
Get
o'clock.
There early, though.
Got to be 21 and over, but we're going to have so much fun. And right now, we're going to have so much fun with Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
You're playing for $200 cash, and win or lose, we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Kevin is leaving the studio right now. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and here we go. Kevin, get out. Go. There he goes. All right, here we go. Question one. Simone Biles is arguably one of the greatest Olympians of all time and has now won the most medals for women's gymnastics in history. She led her women's gymnastics team to win the gold yesterday. But what is not a gymnastics event? Vault, high jump, or uneven bars?
High jump.
Question two. Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man in 9 films, but is coming back to play the villain Dr. Doom now. So how much did they have to pay him to make him do this? Well, rumor is he's making $100 million plus a private jet plus full-time security plus many trailers that he can use while filming. True or false, this is the first time an actor will have made $100 million for a single film.
False.
Question three, R. Kelly isn't rolling over and dying anytime soon. He's still fighting his many convictions. His appeals have now made it all the way to the Supreme Court, which usually would never agree to hear his case in a normal world. But the Supreme Court is so insane now that this just might work. Who was the last Supreme Court justice appointed? Was it Amy Coney Barrett or Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Question four, presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris held a huge rally in Atlanta yesterday that sold out the State Farm Arena. Performing was Megan Thee Stallion, and joining the campaign trail soon for Kamala Harris is rapper Offset and John Legend. Who is Offset married to? 3 seconds. Three.
I have no idea. Pass.
All righty. And question five. McDonald's is reporting their first loss since the pandemic. They had a 1% drop in sales this year, and they are freaking out about it. The CEO said that they have many things that they plan on doing to turn things around. If McDonald's makes $25 billion a year, how much is a 1% loss?
It would be
3 seconds. 3, 2.
$250 million.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back into the studio. Kyle, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lab technician for USDA.
A lab for USDA?
Yes.
So you test
on the
meat
side.
Is that?
No. We look at nutrient cycling in soil. I'm on the research side.
You're like a scientist.
What happened? I'm playing a scientist?
Yes, you're playing a scientist.
Uh-oh.
He tests nutrient levels for the USDA. That is very, that's more impressive than what you do, Kevin.
I don't know what you said, but I fell asleep.
Right, period. Wow. Well, Kyle, thank you for keeping us unpoisoned. That's nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold, and here we go, Kevin. You ready?
Yes.
Question one, Simone Biles, one of the greatest Olympians of all time. She has now won the most medals for women's gymnastics in history.
Ew.
She led her women's gymnastics team to win the gold yesterday for USA. What is not a gymnastics event? Vault, high jump, or uneven bars?
High jump?
Yeah.
The Instagram videos that they made, all the gymnastic girls, fire.
Fire.
Killed it. The chomping, and then the what if we don't win.
Yep. You should look up the Instagram videos for that Freddie Flips guy, too, the male gymnast. They're great. Question two, Robert Downey Jr. Is coming back to play Dr. Doom in the MCU, but how much did they have to pay him to do that? The rumor is it was $100 million, and they also are giving him a private jet, full-time security, and many trailers that he is allowed to use while filming.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that is, you made it. True or false, this is the first time an actor will have made $100 million for a single film.
False.
That is correct. Many actors have made $100 million for a film. None of them, by the way, are women. Just saying.
Oh.
Question three, R. Kelly isn't rolling over and dying. He's still fighting his many convictions, and now he's appealing it all the way to the Supreme Court, who've been wiling out lately, and this just might work. Who knows? Who was the last Supreme Court justice appointed? Was it Amy Coney Barrett or Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Amy Coney Barrett?
Ketanji Brown Jackson, appointed by President Biden.
Oh.
Question four, presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris held a huge rally in Atlanta yesterday that sold out the State Farm Arena, and performing was your girl, Megan Thee Stallion.
Ow, get it, girl.
She looked super sexy, too.
Yes, she was twerking on stage.
Joining the campaign trail soon is rapper Offset and John Legend as well. Who's Offset married to?
Cardi B.
Boom. Yeah. There's a rumor Cardi B is going to also possibly show up at the Democratic National Convention, which would be insane. I don't know.
She's very political, though.
I know, but so is Hulk Hogan, and that was a mistake. So I don't know. All right, here we go. Question five. McDonald's is reporting their first loss since the pandemic. They had a 1% drop in sales this year, and they are freaking out about it. Kevin, you need to eat more Big Macs.
The price rolls up. I'm not.
If McDonald's makes $25 billion a year, because they do, how much is a 1% loss?
Isn't it just 250 million?
That is it.
You just drop a zero.
$250 million. All right, Kyle, are you there?
Yes.
Here we go. Final score.
Do I beat a scientist?
You both got four.
Oh!
Unbelievable.
I'm just as smart as a scientist.
This is the third day in a row that we have had a tie. That is shocking and exciting. Wowie wow.
I'm pissed I didn't get 5 for 5.
I'm pissed about it too, Kevin. Well, Kyle, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Kevin.
Just as smart as Kevin, but we add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But you're walking away with a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Stay on hold so we can get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.